What makes you interested in this subject?
Part of it was just the growing frustration with having to provide a different level of care for the uninsured patient who had difficulties after hospitalization, and probably with that also realizing that the same issues were part of why they were coming into the ER and using the hospital as their primary care for those same access difficulties.
Yeah.
In the private world, I dealt with it for 4 years, and the reason I went into academics was to sort of work my way into dealing with that problem, and initially it was with just general transitions of care, but even with the study with Eric Coleman, it wasn't a primary outcome we looked at, but we definitely looked at payer source and its role in primary care access, and then since then, kind of trying to build off of that, and but not just study the problem and quantify it, but now to sort of work on solutions, which I guess it's just my makeup and not just sort of whining about it, but doing something about it now.
Well, and working on solutions is kind of fortuitous in the history of hospital medicine, because it's clearly become an issue for the whole field, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, every hospital has a case manager. I don't want to talk above or below you, so I don't know if you know anything about how our hospital has what are called case managers, and they're usually either a nurse or a social worker, or they have both at sort of different roles. But as a under the sort of rubric of a case manager, a care manager model is sort of generally a nurse who can see patients in the hospital, and it's not been modeled too much in the uninsured patients, but I'm exploring it a little bit with the research grant as well as with the community health clinics here, the MCN clinics in the Denver area, to see about how that might look, and with the idea being that there'd be kind of a person who is notified and assigned to the uninsured patient, and I think from a pilot standpoint, it'd be something we'd look at the university if we could get kind of buy-in from the hospital as well. But to have that care manager model kind of rolled out to not just sort of work on a patient disposition, but explore some of the barriers patients had coming into the hospital, but also try to identify and work on those barriers after the patient leaves, and include a follow-up phone call, but it would definitely include things like working on better timing of that first post-discharge follow-up and kind of a coordination of care between hospital and the community health clinics, which is a very difficult step right now.